From the previous sugi, there are two more nekudas that I'd like to point out. One, we learned early in the year, the Rudina of Tuluya Vizavin Svina Zvino, that if you force someone to sell something, and they sell it to you, that the sale is valid, the sale is chal. Even though it's not a nice thing to do, but Tuluya Vizavin Svina Zvino. So we got into whether Tuluya Vakiddish, what's it been? But Tuluya Vizavin, there's no question that the Mechir is a Mechir. Gemara and the Yomid Aleph mixed Chamsin together with Gazlan. It's a Gazal Chamas Geneva. So Kitcher Begezel Chamas Begeneva. So we said that it's Mekudesh as if it's B'deshada. The Gemara mixed in Chamson into Geneva and Gezela. Chamson is someone who Rashi says the Yogdmi, someone who pays. So someone who pays, what does that mean? It means someone forced you to sell and you sold. L'chayra, chamsin is not similar to a ganav and a gazlan. Because if you force someone to sell, the sale is good. So of course it's mekudesh. If I force you to sell me something, I take it, so it's mine. Now if I'm a kaddish woman, of course it's mekudesh. It's supposed to shayla. What is the inyan here of the chamsin being mixed in, chamas being mixed in to the braisa?
By Tuluya Vizavin, do you have to agree that
he
was mentioned yourself, or
you have to
hand
it to the whole time? By Tuluya Vizavin, most Rishonim learned that Tuluya Vizavin, the person has to agree. They write down. Enforce the place. So it seemed that would be the answer, that Tuluya Vizavin is being if you force until he says, write down me. And Chamas is if you force him to sell, he doesn't say, write down me, you just grab it and you throw the money down. That would stim with Rashi. Rashi says, by Chamsin on the Amud Aleph, Rashi says, "Lo nisrata baylam meyolam limkar." But the baylam would never mask him to sell. So the baylam would never mask him to sell. So then there's no tuluya v'zavin zvinei. So the baylam makes sense. The Rambam shita is that tuluya v'zavin is even if the person doesn't say right tzami, even if he's shaysik. You throw down the money, you grab it, and you run away. So the Rambam Shita is, you also say Tuluya Vizavin Zvina Zvina. What do you say according to him? So Teretz, what? Then you're stuck. If Tuluya Vizavin Zvina Zvina is, even if he doesn't say anything, so then what's the case of Chamas being Geneva?
Chamas Kaina?
What?
Chamas
Kaina? Chamas Kaina, yeah, it is. Tuluya Vizavin Zvina Zvina means it is. Is he paid?
Chamas.
That's Tuluya Vizavin, it's the same thing. So Mechassinah says that according to the Rambam, you have to say that if the person is shaysik, it's a mechira. But if he screams at you, I don't want to sell it, then it's not chal. So you would have to say, Al Gemara is talking in a case where he screams, I don't want to sell, I'm not masking. If he screams, I'm not masking, so then it's ice mechira. So that would seem to be the way you would have it. The Mechassinah says that's how you have to answer like the Rambam sheet. That's the union of Chamsin. There's one more union here, which is all gebayt on a Ramah by Kitcher Begezel. The Ramah says in Simcha Chavches Sif Aleph, by the dinim of Kitcher Begezel, where we said Kitcher Begezel, if it's not shadach, it's einu mekudeshes. So the Ramah writes, Kitcha begezel, a genevas akum, if you makadish a woman with something you stole from a yid, it's not a kiddush. If you makadish a woman with something you stole from a guy, what's the din then? So the Ramah says, Havi mekudeshes, it's good kiddushin. Do'aina tzricha laharzi rak mikayach kiddush Hashem. Because you don't have to return gezel akum, only out kiddush Hashem. But in Dine Momin is, you don't have to return Gezel Akum.
Even if it's not Shaduch?
So even if it's Loi Shaduch, it's still a good Kiddush. So Kitcher Begezel, like in Nevis Akum, Havim HaKadesh, Esta Eina Tzrich Alahaz, Rakim Kayach Kiddush Hashem. This Ramah is the subject of a big tumult. You know that there's a Machlaikis, if Gezel Akum is the Rasa of the Rabbanim. Machlaikis Rishaynim, Everybody holds Gezel Akum as Mutter. There's no man the Yomar in the world that holds Gezel Akum as Mutter. Everyone holds it also. I mean, there's nobody who holds it's Mutter. We don't have a pasuk in Parshas Behar that Gezel Akum is Aser. So those who hold that it's Gzeres HaKosav Mamish, and there are those who hold that it's an Asmachta. But it's clear, there's no man the Yomar that holds Gezel Akum as Mutter. Gezel Akum is Aser L'Kuli Alma. And there are plenty of people that think that there's a Shita, it's Mutter, there's no such Shita. In Chayshim Mishpa, we pass King Gezel Akum as Deraisa. This Ramah seems to take away from that. This Ramah is saying that Gezel Akum, you don't have to return. Ein Tzarich L'Hazer, Rak M'Koyach Kiddush Hashem. Maybe to steal is aser, and to return, there's no din of return. L'chayra, it should be totally, the question of whether there's a mitzvah of hashavas gezeilah to a guy should be totally in whether the issa to steal from a guy is the same issa as to steal from a yid. If it's the same issa to steal from a yid, the same issa gezeilah, we have a reboot applies to a guy, then l'chayra hashavas should apply to a guy also. And if the Dine Gzela are different Dine Gzela, so maybe it doesn't apply. But if you hold this mamish that Dine Reis of Gezel Yisrael and Gezel Akam have the same Dine Gezel, L'chaira, the Dine Hashavah should apply.
Why can't you just say terrible
to Tosakim and Tosakim? Tosakim is given to Tosakimina. Also, because it's not so. The Gemara learned out of a pasuk that Gezel Akum is Aser. Tos Akum is not Gezel Akum.
Fine, but
you can't just say it's the same. You say Gezel Akum is like Mishal Akum. What?
After Shalom,
it's
not to return. But the Chal is Yisrael. You are Chiv to return.
Well, the point is that if the way the Pashtus is, that if the Gezel is the same derived as the Gezel, then there should be a Din HaShavah. That's the Pashtus. You could say chiddush that there is.
But you can already see a place where by Akum to return is not such an important thing.
It's true, a person could think so. But the place can assume not that way. The Shach is Matmiyad, a Lashon that's brought down here from the Shach and Chayshim Mishpat. He is HaRambam, Vamashal, Svirulei, Gezel Akum, Chayiv Lahazer, Vasim Adaraisim. Kane Lomar Rokosav Ramad, Ein Tzarich Lahazer. The Shachi is the Kasha, the Groy is the Kasha, the Shmuel. It's considered to be a Shverer Ramah. What the Ramah is saying here, that the Chiyuv L'Hazer is only a din of Gezel Akum. And the truth is that it needs a little bit of a Hesber to understand why it should be this way. So there are two nekudas. They don't argue with each other. There are two points here. Each one is an important limud. One is to say, well, where did the Ramah get this from? Ramah says it's a Chuvus Mariv. Mariv. Chuvus Mariv. You got to look up the Chuvus Mariv. What's he saying? The case of the Chuvus Mariv is a different case. The case there is a man got a mashkin from a guy. The man received a mashkin from a guy. He lent the guy money, the guy gave him a mashkin. So let's just say he lent him $100 and he gave him a mashkin that's worth $1,000. And over time, the person forgot about the mashkin, forgot about the loan, forgot about the mashkin. The Yisrael now took this mashkin and he was Mekadesh Isha with it. He went and he was Mekadesh a woman with the mashkin. What's a shayla? What would you say? Huh? Shayla is that a ma'aseh geneva? What? It's true. If the mashkin would be worth the same as the money, then in a chinami, there's nothing wrong at all because in the mashkin, look, the chayv. That's why I'm saying that the mashkin is worth more than the chayv. Okay, so it was worth more. And he gave it to him in the meantime. So if it's a ma'aseh, you're saying it's not a ma'aseh geneva. It depends. By a guy, a ma'aseh geneva is aser. And However, Havkoa Kalvasai is mutter. Havkoa Kalvasai means if a guy, if you owe a guy money and he forgot about it, so you don't have to let him know. You don't have to notify him. You still own the money. You could own the money for a very long time. And if he never remembers to ask for it, so you own the money. You're not machliyev to go running after him. Havkoa Kalvasai. Well, you owe a guy money, the guy dies. It's Yashim, don't know. So you don't have to notify anybody. Havkoa Kalvasai is mutlachat chila by a guy. And Gazel is awesome. Shaila is, if he gave you a mashkin for a chayt, and I forgot about it, is that shot that when you take it, it's a maisa gazela? Or is that the same as hafka salvasai? That was the Mariv's suffix. He paskins, Makula. He says, in his case, that that's hafka salvasai. It's hafka salvasai. And you don't have to return it only if it's a Kiddush Hashem, but Avtalach, you don't have to return it. And if you have a Kaddish and Isha, she's Mekudeshes. And what's his Geder? What's the Geder? Now the Geder here, this line in the Marivail is very important. You'll see why. This, Chuvus Mariv is brought down in the Avni Meluim here, in the beginning of Simuchat Ches, on this Ramah. He brings his Lashon that Gezel Akum is only Ke'en vayigzal esachanis miyad amitri. There's a pasuk. Vayigzal esachanis miyad amitri. That means gezela is when you take something from someone else's hand. The Mariv is saying gezela is only if you take it from him. If at the time you came to your possession, it came from someone else. Be isur asliyade, it came with an isur. If you originally got it behetera, you didn't grab it from him. You got a petera, he came and he gave it to you. And later, you're just not returning it. That's hafkas halvasai, even though you're holding it for him. But since it was behetera asliyade, it's not ken vayivzal sachanis miyara mitzri, that's not gezel akum, it's not geneva of an akum. And memela, there's no chiyuv hashava, only al kiddush Hashem. And the kedushin is a good kedushin if you mekadesh and isha later. That's the Chulis Mariv, and that's the part that's the Negeh Tart, is more to the Chulis.
It's him on the hand or him on the Rishos?
Liyade meaning his Rishos.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the problem term. Okay, good. One second.
Yes. Did
Guy
repay the Chayiv in this case?
No, Guy, well, whether he paid or not would be irrelevant. He forgot about the Mashkin. Either he didn't pay the Chayiv, or he did pay the Chayiv, and he forgot about the Mashkin, it would be the same thing. As long as Behet Hey Ras Liyade, when he originally took it, he took it Behet.
Why would that be the Tarsakum anyway? If he paid the Chayiv, he forget the Mashkin. He paid back the Yim.
It's better than Tarsakum. It's of course, of us, it's not passive. Of course, of us, it means. So that's the Chuvus Ma'arivail, and that's not the Ramah. The Gra writes on this Ramah, Lesser, the Ramah's wrong. The Kaimalon Gezel Goy Osimidai Raisa. Really, Gezel is awesome. Avadivrei hachuva dekan ma'iri kamay afkos havasa. Then yes, I'm a mechel Hashem. He says that the Ramah took from this Marivail what it doesn't say in the Marivail. He's saying more than what it says. There it only says afkos havasa. The Ramah is saying gezel. And the Gra time is that it's a misrepresentation of what it says in the tshuva. The tshuva is talking about afkos havasa. And you're talking about this, so you can't compare the two. So Mimela, the Ramah is a Shvera Ramah. The Halacha would seem to come out, according to the Shach and the Gra, certainly that the Kitcha B'Gezel Akum is Einam Kudeshes, and of course Havasai is different. Rav Maisha has a tshuva in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Pei Beis. It's b'chlal, an interesting tshuva. His shaila was about, there's a halachi, you're not allowed to buy stolen goods. Somebody steals goods and sells them, you're not allowed to buy stolen goods. The nidain he has in the shaila has to do with buying goods that were stolen, but they were stolen from Gayan. But the issa of buying stolen goods applies. See, actually, his shaila is not the question of the chatkila, his shaila is the question of b'di'evan. Someone yarshined his relative, and his relative had b'yerusha, stolen items. Funny, the truth, he worked for the city. In his house, he had all kinds of city, see, people work for the city, you take home You take home merchandise, you take home whatever the city owns. So I don't know what he had in his house, traffic lights or stop signs that people steal usually from the city. So the question was, does he have to return it, or is he allowed to... the question wasn't he's allowed to steal it. The question was if he's allowed to... if he's allowed to hold on to it, if the Irish, not the Ghana, if the Irish is allowed to hold on to it, if the Irish has to give it back. If the Irish has to give it back. So Rav Moshe has a chiddush, and he learns pshat in the Ramah, the way I understand, he's learning pshat fast follows. Rav Moshe says the one who stole it, it's yitachin that the one who steals has a chiv hashava. Like it says in the Gra and the Shach. Could be. The one who steals it has a chiv hashava. That's not the shaila here. Shah's not the one who stole it. The shaila is someone else. Someone stole it. And now it's Beirusha to the Irish. It could be that the previous person had a chiv hashava. It could be. But what about me? Do I have a chiv hashava?
Ramesha
says...
He's not returning a gazela.
The gzela.
But for him, it's not a gzela.
Well, it's a stolen item. It's the same item that was stolen.
Same item that was stolen, but it's
if Reuven steals something, even for a year, and I pay for Reuven, so the gzela goes off Reuven.
It goes off Reuven, but why would it transfer to someone else?
That's because the item is still there. In the first place, it was like a year, she certainly could yashin it. But Moshe writes, and the city is not really a Shaykh Yish, it was a Melacha Yish.
Even if you
don't,
wouldn't you pay back
Chayvis?
Huh?
If Yashin pay back Chayvis, so maybe she has to pay Chayvis, although a Chayvis is Savase ready. Atz Chayv will be Afka Savase. Out the Guf HaDavar, that's Rav Moshe Shaykh. I think it's that. So Rav Moshe is Mechadish.
Yeah.
If the goods were stolen, say, of course you have to return it.
Yeah, but we're saying that a Jew and a guy were bound by three more,
so what's the shaila? So I'll tell you. So Ramesha says, Ramesha writes, is that if Reuven stole, so Reuven has a mitzvah to pay back. Assuming the thing is still there then. Reuven stole, Reuven has a mitzvah to pay back. Shimon sees a stolen thing in Reuven's house. What's his mitzvah to return it? Even let's say he stole from a yid. Let's say someone stole from a yid and I see it. So I want to return it to its owner. Someone stole from a yid, I want to pick it up and give it back. What am I mekayim by returning it? What am I mekayim? So one could argue that I'm also mekayim Heshev as Agzela, but I didn't steal it. So Ramesha says it's Hashabbos Aveda. That if you stole something from someone and I return it, I'm a kaima shavas aveda. It's avuda bimenu. It's avuda from the original owner. You know, he doesn't have it anymore. Shavas aveda. So Kramosha, the same thing when a yid steals from a guy. So he's machayiv to return it. No shayla. No shayla. How do you return a stop sign if you stole it? You mail it to the mayor. I don't know what you do exactly. When people steal these signs, I don't know why they have to steal it. What? He's a Jew. Yeah. So there's a chiyah for the ganav. The ganav has to return it. The Ramal be made that the ganav has to return it. Not al kiddush Hashem. The ganav has to return it because Vayishev is like that. That's not the issue. The issue is not the ganav. This ganav gave it to the woman. Now it's in the woman's hands. He was Mekadisha with it. Does she have to return it? The din is, there's no Hashavas Aveda by Goyim. Not only there's no, you're not supposed to return an Aveda of a Goy. A person is not supposed to unless there's Kiddush Hashem. So a person is not supposed to return the Aveda of a Goy unless there's Kiddush Hashem. So Zot Rav Moshe, the Irish, to return it, if there'll be an Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, the Irish can return it. If there's no need of Kiddush Hashem, then there's no returning it. What?
Why wouldn't
Ramesha writes, and in this case, there'll be a more of a Chilul Hashem than a Kiddush Hashem. They're going to have to go and say, they'll come with a whole basket full of merchandise and say, you know, Yankel stole all this stuff, I'm returning it. It'll make more of a Chilul Hashem that he stole it than that you're returning it. So in many cases, the returning is a bigichul Hashem than the not returning. So it depends on the case. But al kopanim, Rav Moshe writes that pshat in the Ramah is, if you medayik in the Ramah's lashon is, kitcha begezel like ganei v'sakim havam kodeshes. Deha eina tzricha laharzer. It doesn't say eina tzarech. It doesn't say the man who stole it doesn't have to return. Eina tzricha laharzer. She's not the ganit. She's the one who got it. When she got it, she doesn't have to return it. Rak mekayeh kiddush Hashem. So that's only al tzavei desakum. And meila al tzavei desakum. So that she doesn't have to return it. Only al kiddush Hashem. Meila, it's good. What?
How is he
Mekadisha? How is he Mekadisha with it? It's not his. How is he Mekadisha? It'll have to be that it was Lafayish. Lafayish, not a Shulchan Aruch says Beferish. Ramah's going on that Mechaber. When the Mechaber brings down, when you steal from a Yid, Mekadisha is a Begezel or Beganeva, in this Yaishu HaBailim, the Kanois of Biyush, Harizem Kodesh. The Mlav, our Gemara is talking that it wasn't kind of Biyush. If you're kind of Biyush, then it's a good Kiddush. So here also, there's no problem that Kitcher begets La Havam Kodesh. The problem is, though, in the Tzrich HaLazak, Mekorek Kodesh Hashem, those words are the problem. The Teretz is, those words are going on this. Okay. So this is the Ramah's Chiddush, this Ramah's Chiddush, a nice chat, and there's more in the Tshuva, if you want, in Tshuva Pei Beis. Agav Yisir, Rav Moshe Holtz stealing from the city, has a din of Gezel Akum. It's not so poshut. If you steal from New York City, is that Gezel Yisrael or Gezel Akum? Huh? Yeah, you're in the city too. So Rav Moshe, truth is, Rav Moshe has another Tshuva, about two Tshuvas later. He's Mechalik. He says, if you steal from the city, if you steal, let's say, a library book, he holds that's Gezel Yisrael. Because there's a Yid who could have used the library book. So that's Gezel Yisrael. If you steal something that someone could have used, he considers it Gezel Yisrael. If you steal, what?
At most,
a grommel. All Gezel is a grommel. But you're stealing from a Yid has a right to it, and you're taking it away. If you steal, the same thing would be if you steal a stop sign off a sign on the pole, it would also be Gezel Yisrael. Because the Yid could have use of it. Rav Moshe says, if you steal things from the shop, they have pipes or screws or things, he says, that's Gezel Akum, he says, as it is. And unless Rav Moshe writes, he steals so much, the city has to raise taxes to pay up for what you stole, which may happen. That's usually not. So that's Gezel Akum. You never take it. It's always the Zerah Tesson, it's not yours. If the city throws it out, is throwing it out, then you can take it. But you know, I take things that are not yours unless they're hefker. That's the rule. If something's hefker, you can take it. If it's yours, you can take it. If something's not yours, you can't take something that's not yours. I don't understand the habamina. Where can you take something that belongs to someone else? There's no case where you can take things that belong to other people. Unless it's bent and you know they're not going to use it, so then it could be. Unless it could be. So, I'd rather have sitting at home. I don't know what to do. One day it came in my mail. I don't know how it happened exactly. As some other letter got stuck into my mail slot. The back of one of the letters was sticky and it stuck to it. It's a letter from someone named Yong Li, it's a Chinese name, to some company. It has a check inside. It has a stamp. It's a perfect envelope. My instinct was to pick it up and put it into the mailbox. And then I realized that it's a Veda Sakum. I don't know if I'm allowed to put it in the mailbox. I made this document, now I return. I know someone once asked me about a similar thing, and I told him, you know, I'll return it. So he went to ask Reb Tuvia Goldstein, Olav Hashalom Tuvia told him, you put it in an envelope and write that you're returning it and sign your name, Rabbi so-and-so, even if you're not a rabbi. Just they should know that Al Kiddush Hashem. But here it's a little strange. It has a 37-cent stamp on it. Remember, sticking it to another envelope, put on a 37-cent stamp, and just they should... You know what I mean? It's like it's queer to, instead of mailing it, to just put it in another envelope so I can write my return address. It should be that bad. No, I'm just going to, the person will think I'm nuts. I mean, he's not going
to
think I'm...
The letters to a Jew, you wouldn't
be
allowed to?
What? If it's too true, you're clear testing. Maybe the company it's too, is it true? They're still sitting at home. I still don't know what to do with it. But, if it would be cash, it would be easy thing, an easy thing, right?
Cash?
If it would be cash, then it'd be a tzad to keep it. But here, I don't even have a yetzar to keep it. Aveda sakum, you're allowed to keep. Yeah, I know, it's just a pain in the neck. If he's paying a bill and they're going to send him a late fee or whatever it is, it's just a pain in the neck of it. It's certainly a type of thing. If I mail it, B, yet I would run right away to mail it. But it's the Chinese name. It's not a... it's Yung Li, Y-U-N-G-L-I. It's not L-E-E. Even L-E-E is not a Jewish name. But, so, I don't know. Stam will be sitting in my house for a while. What? Could be. Maybe I had to mail it. But I didn't really examine the company too much, but okay. Okay, Akoponim, this is from the previous sugya. Let's start the next Gemara. Misa Sabal. Kenetas Meged of Misa Sabal. Bishlam Meged. We all know a woman goes out with a get, exceed the cost of a lot of safer creases. Ala Misa Sabal Minolan. Svaruhu, who asked Rabu Sharsim? Okay, what's the Shiloh here? The Shiloh is a man is married to a woman. And he dies. Is she still an Eishes Ish? So most people would say, a man's married to a woman, she's an Eishes Ish. She dies. So now, he dies rather. She's Eishes Ish, no? Because there's no Ish without an Ish, she can't be an Eishes
Ish.
If you're Magdish an animal and you die, it's still holy. Right, that's the Shaila. The Shaila here in this sugya, and we're going to learn through the Gemara now, and try to understand the Maskana of the Gemara. The Shaila is this. When a man gives Kedushin to a woman, she becomes an Eishes Ish. Is the Pshat that she's an Eishes Ish because she's attached to him? And if that attachment breaks, because he dies, she's Eishes Ish. Or is the Pshat, she's an Eishes Ish. The Torah gave her a name, Eishes Ish. And now she's an Eishes Ish until she has a Yetzia. What's a Yetzia? A get. Or Misa Sabal. But Misa Sabal is like get, it's a Yetzia. But to put it in different words, is Misa Sabal like a get, which is something that's Matahar? Or is Misa Sabal Memela Matahar? Because Memela, there are no... There's no Baal to be attached to. That's a shot. Now, there's no question, the first line of the Gemara, Svaruhu, who asra, who sharsa, is saying that the Svara is that an Eishes Ish is only an Eishes Ish as long as there's the Ish. If there's no man, she's Eishes Ish automatically, without a Yitzia. There's no question that at this point in the Gemara, that's the way to understand. Who asra, who sharsa. He made her asa, he makes her mutter. He dies, she's out. The whole question, the Rabbi Hanan and Rabbi Shimon and whoever tumults about this, tumults, is to try to understand what does the Gemara mean now when it goes through a shakla v'tari. So let's see. So again, who asa of who shar? So frek the Gemara. V'ha arayis. Da asa lehu v'lay shari lehu. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? There are relatives that become asa to you. Let's say someone's daughter-in-law. So his child is Mekadesh, a woman. It's his daughter-in-law, she's asa to him. If Chalila's child dies, she's still asa to him. So we don't say who asa or who shars. So therefore we see what? We see... We see what? That the Svara is wrong? Isn't that the Pshat? We see the Svara is wrong. We had a Svara who asked Rav Usharsa that if the Issa comes because you're connected, so when the connection is broken, it's Ais Isser. So we see the Svara is wrong by Arayas. That's Pshat in the Gemara. You said a Svara, we see the Torah doesn't work with that Svara. Ella. Midamar Rachmana Yavama, Shein Leibanam Asura, Hayesh Lebanam Ataris. Now at this point, what is the Gemara saying? Midamar Rachmana Yavama, Shein Leibanam Asura, Hayesh Lebanam Ataris. Therefore what? Anybody? Do you know what I'm asking? Therefore she's mutter because Misa is a matir, or therefore she's mutter because who also who shars? That's the question. When the Gemara now brings a pasuk, is the Gemara saying, okay, you're right, there's no svara, it's because there's a kasuk. It's because there's a kasuk by Yibam. You could learn the Gemara that way. Or you could learn the Gemara, no, we see from Yibam that our original svara was true, and our rayus is a xeris hakasuk. So you could go through this Gemara two ways. You're going to go through the whole Gemara with these two mahalchim. Either the Gemara is saying this is a xeris hakasuk, and it's takanat a svara. Or else you could say, this shows our svara was right. And Arayas is different. Arayas is there,
Sakas. What would be accomplished by saying it's like a get?
If you say it's like a get, then, well, the nafkamina, as I told you yesterday, would be Veshi Siliyom Uteris. There was no get, and there was no Misa Sabal, but there was no husband. That's the question. If the husband disappears on you,
if you say it's like a get,
from the world. I mean, yeah.
If you're
going to
say it's like a get, then how do a woman, an almana, ever marry a kohen?
Because the Torah only asks that a grusha, not an almana.
It's like a get.
I meant it's yitzia, just like get of yitzia. I don't mean has all being a get. So the Gemara goes through the shakla v'tar. In fact, the Gemara, no, maybe it's no raya. Dilma ein laba nimasur li'alma v'shar l'liyava. Maybe she has no children. She's mutter to the yavam. Yesh labanim l'kuli alma nami asura. Maybe an almana is also forever. Ella, the Gemara tries a new makar for the meheter. Midam rachman almana l'kain god l'asura. L'kain god yishaya. What does the Gemara say? Since the Torah says, Aman Alokayin God Lasura, Halokayin Hed Yisharia, it's a Raya, that an Aman is Mutter, when it says, Lokayin Hed Yisharia is Lavdafka, probably, right? It means, Lokuli Alma Sharia. Okay. You can have a case of an Almana. Let's say Eishas Habal is not Matir. L'chayra, I could come up with a case, let's say Eishas Mises Habal is not Matir. Mises Habal is not Matir. I could still, L'chayra, come up with a case. Let's say you have a woman, Mrs. Abal is not matter, only get is matter. You have a woman whose husband dies without children. And so she's a almana. And now she falls to Yibam, someone's miyavim her. And then the Yavam gives her a get. Wouldn't that be a case of an almana who's mutter to everybody, even if your homie says Habal is not matir? The other case? What? Because she's certainly an almana. She'll America and God. She's an almana. She's a grusha now. So first of all, the Hamakna says that when the Gemara says Holo Kayin Hed Yisharia, why does it say Holo Yisrael Sharia? So the Gemara knew you could ask this kasha. You could say, I have a chetimsa. Someone falls to Yibam, and then the Yavam gives a marry son, and then he gives her a get. So she's an almana that can marry Lashuk even without a heter Misa Sabah. So the Gemara says Holo Kayin Hed Yisharia. You need something that's Mutal Kayin Hed Yit. Kain Hedji can't marry her, she's a Grusha. So that can't be the case that it's saying Aman Al-Kain God. Must be another case of Aman Al-Kain God. That's what it says in Hamakna. What about a case, the Hamakna doesn't say the following, but what about the case, a woman, her husband dies, she falls to Yibam, and the brother-in-law gives her Chalitza. Chalitza L'chair is also a matir. Min HaTorah Chalitza is Mutter to Kain Hedji. Grusha the chalutza. Grusha Taisa says there is a chalutza there one. So, chayrudi, you could have a case of an almana who's mutter min ha-Torah, even if Mrs. Abal is not married yet.
She was just
being
a regular lady who died,
but
she was killed.
She's
still bound by the original
Israel. Maybe she was the
Amana. Maybe she was the original Israel.
Then why in the Hamaknis case don't you say the same thing? Where she fought to Yibam, the Yavam's Miabim her, and the Yavam's Megarisha. Why don't you say she's still an Amana? By Stoic, he holds that's not. Okay, at any rate. Sister Gemara is the second attempt to be matir. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Lekayin Gadol B'Lav, L'Kuliyama Ba'asei. Fact, Gemara, what do you mean? L'Kuliyama Ba'asei. She's an Eshesish. Hay Asei Ma'avidita. What kind of Asei? Ida Hanis Misa Sabal Tishri L'Gamri. The husband's death is matahar, let her be Mutal L'Gamri. Ida Le'ahanya Misa Sabal Tukma B'Musa Kamaisa. If the husband's vow doesn't do anything, let her remain. What's Musa Kamaisa? Let her remain a Issacharis, an Ishasish. So Gemara, no, Alam Alai. Why not? Why can't it be that Misa knocks it down to an essay? A fictum of Misa will come to our essay? Maybe you knock it off Misa, put it to an essay. Maybe the Avi, Psulei HaMikdashim. We find a similar thing by Karbonis that became Psulei HaMikdashim. The Me'akaris Bu Me'ila Vasiri Begiz of Avaida. Originally, there's a Din Me'ila and there's an Issagiz of Avaida. Parkinu. Mi'ilo lesbahu, gizav avayda asiri. So we see it's shayach that the iser should become less and there should remain an iser. Say bazai, maybe the same thing here. So the Gemara has already three terutzim, all of them, it's matchik, it pushes it away. Elamidaka amakra, fourth teretz. Penyabas mucham ishachi kachenam, a very short pasuk. Interesting. How do you know a woman whose husband dies is mutter? From that parish. But the Gemara slugs that up too. Maskar Shisha Brei David. Ema Manacher Yibum. Maybe it's Shana Rishayin. He's going to go to battle. He has no children. So if he'll die, do you fall to Yibum? Amar Ravashi Beis Chuvas B'dav. Chada Yavam La Yikri Acher. First of all, it's not Mestavir, the Pasuk is talking about Yavam. Vaid, I give you a fifth Pasuk. Ksiv, the son of Yishachrayim, the Kosla Sefer Krisis. Oy, kiyamis eshachrei. Viskis misha legerishin. My gerish eshariya v'gemeres. I'm misa shariya v'gemeres. So we have here, there's a five limudim that an aman is mutter. Either yavam, because yavam she'en labanim is aser, but she'esh labanim is mutter. Gemara says namachvach. Or aman al kain gadol. Ayava, Manala Khan Gadol, or Penyamis no Muhammad, I skip one. This is three. And then Visanay Shahin, it's four. It's four things, huh? Yava, Manala Khan Gadol, Penyamis Muhammad, and Visanay Shahin. So we have four possible, huh? And then we have the Svar in the beginning, okay. So we have four psukim in the Torah that say a woman whose husband dies is mutter, and then we have the Svara, and Rabbi Chanan's Kler, and Rabbi Shimon has a similar Kler in the Shari Yosher, also in the Shar Zayin Perek Yud Beis, where he talks all about this Masechta. So they Kler, what is going on in the Maskana? In the Maskana, do you say that it's a Svara? That since the husband is the one who asked her, the husband is the one who's not there. Or do we say maskana that it's not a svara in the maskana? It's a gzeres hakasev. We learned it out of get. And then nafgamina, of course, is a veishes aliyah was mutter. Veishes aliyah was mutter. Okay, it's a nice cloud. We don't even know if aliyah had a wife that was still alive. But we still clear veishes aliyah was mutter. Why? When he comes back to the bris, what happens to her? Yeah, what's the answer? Eliyahu. There's a Chumash Chassam Sefer. He asks, why is it? The Gemara says in Erevin that Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos. Or the Gemara says Mesopik because of Tchum problems. So Yo comes on Shabbos, he has some problems, so he can't come on Shabbos. So some Sefer was asked, How does he get around to all the brisen on Shabbos? Shabbos, so, we have a Kabbalah that comes to every bris. It could be a bris in New York, and a bris in Chicago, and a bris in LA, and a bris in Eretz Yisrael. So it's all chutchun problems. How does he get around? So there's some cipher answers. What? He makes
errors.
How many errors could you make? It's a misconception. You can only make one error. You can't make more than you can't. A person can only go 4,000 amos. Normally, if I'm here, I can go 2,000 this way, 2,000 that way. I put an Erev so I could go zero this way and 4,000 that way. But well, my Seifel can't go more. So the Chassam Sefer says a very Pashta thing. He says, Eliyahu HaNavi, when he comes down as a Malach, so he doesn't have to keep Hilchot Chumen any more than any Malach. It's only when Eliyahu comes in a physical presence, when he comes beguf, that he's bound by Halacha, by Dinei Chumen. Eliyahu will come to herald Mashiach, that's going to be Eliyahu's going to come physically. He'll do the smicha, he'll do it, he'll pass in halachas. He'll be together ish. So then he's bound by tchumen. But brisen, he doesn't come physically to brisen. He goes together malach. So together malach, he's not tied.
Why can't he come down to Shabbos and stay in his
shlisi? Come down. You should come down right before Shabbos. Well, as soon as Klai Yisrael deserves, he's going to come right away. He's not going to. If he'll come down, if they deserve Erev Shabbos, he'll be Mevaser already Erev Shabbos. I mean, he should come down every Erev Shabbos just in case this Shabbos will be the Shabbos. So he can come Thursday. Okay, I don't know. All these things, I don't know which day. All these things it's hard to figure out. At any rate, getting back. The Shaila, this Nidain, if Ishtoyal Muteres, the way they look at it, the way Rav Shimon seems Rav Chana look at it, it's really more of a Shaila of what's marriage. What is marriage? Is marriage a kinyan? And that kinyan creates an Isser, you're kind of a woman, so from now on, she's Asser. And now if the kinyan breaks, so then the yisr is off. Kozma, she's nikta. Or is marriage creates an yisr, like creates a piece of nevela, so creates an eshes ish. So it's independent, it's not the husband's kinyan that does it. In other words, you could learn that what's an eshes ish? It's an yisr, like nevela is an yisr. So it remains an yisr, just like a piece of nevela remains nevela forever. So an Eshes Ish remains an Eshes Ish forever, unless she has a matir. Well, you could learn that it's the fact that the husband constantly owns her, that's mutter. There's a story printed in Reb Zevin's biography of Reb Chaim, Briska. He says that Reb Chaim was going begodol echad. Rumor has it was Reb Shimon, but they was traveling with him. And Reb Shimon told him a chiddush, that the way marriage works, it's not that you get married, it's a kinyan, and it just remains. Every second is a new hischachus of kedushin. Every minute, a woman becomes mekudeshes vaita, mekudeshes vaita. Memeila, misas habal, the next minute doesn't happen, so memeila, she blives mut. That was how he said pshat in the hu asra, hu sharsa. And marriage is a thing that's hischadish every minute, so the next minute. So he writes, Reb Chaim didn't like that. I didn't like this. So Reb Chaim turned to him, he said, Mazel Tov. He said, Mazel Tov again. He said, Mazel Tov again. What do you do? Every minute, there's new schachas of Kedushin. So, it's a Mazel Tov every minute. That's
First Mazel Tov is
a Mafreya from the whole. Okay, at any rate, this is the Nidain. And although it sounds a little far-fetched, the whole Shaila, both Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, first of all, hold the ikker that it's like a get. It's a matya like a get. And it appears that the Pnei Yeshua holds the same way. The Pnei Yeshua here on this Gemara says a chiddush atzum. Pnei Yeshua is actually a diuk in Taisus, the Kuli Alma. Pnei Yeshua says that a guy who gets married, a woman who gets married, there's no heter misas habal. The husband dies, she remains also forever to marry any other guy. Yeah? Because misas habal minolon, says, in misas habal would be pshat, that since I'm married to you, there's the connection is what does it. And once you're gone, who Astra, who Sharasa, then it would apply to Bnei Nayach too. Right? If you would say the Mahalach, that who Astra, who Sharasa, he asked it, I disappeared. But such a Bnei Yeshua, no. The Gemara is saying that it's like a get. Mises Abal is like a get. So Taiz Bnei Yeshua asked that means the Gezeres HaKasim, that Mises Abal is not here. It's a Maisa that's not here. Memeila, that's the Pnei Yeshua. Since Mises Abal is a Maisa that's not here, it's only a Chiddush by the Torah, the Pasuk Gemara brings, it applies to Israel, doesn't apply to Goyim. And therefore, a guy who's an Almana doesn't have any right to get married, to remarry. So he doesn't have a get. I'll tell you in a second. Just the Pnei Yeshua says, that's why Yehuda wanted to give Tamar Misa. It's Yehuda V'Sisarev. He wanted to give Tamar Misa. Says, why do you want to give her Misa? She was a Pnuya. What do you want to give her Misa for? Why is Yehuda giving her Misa? She was Nizana. Fine, she was Nizana. She wasn't Eishes Ish. Zakta Pnei Yeshua? No. Because she had Din Ben Nayach. But Ben Nayach was an Amona, still has the Din of Eishes Ish. So Memela, he wanted to kill him. He wanted to give her Misa.
Had she married the second
time?
She married
Shayla. Had she married the... Not Shayla. I know. I get married the second time. What?
That was Yibum.
So either that was Yibum. Yeah, the question is, so what about Yehuda? Yehuda was talking about Eishes Ish.
She can't have Yibum instead of a
guy. She can't have Yibum and be considered a guy. Right here. I don't think the Pnei Yeshua addresses that. He addresses why Lamais Yehuda didn't give her Misa. So he says because she was legala to him. I don't know exactly how. That the Aaron Einan had never been bail her, like Rashi brings a chumish. She was never a proper bia, and he says a guy doesn't have a kinyan of kesef ishtar. It's only a kinyan bia, and Mamela, there was never a marriage in the first place. That's
actually
a short
answer.
What?
She was never
a mother. But if she's never a that's why. That's why at the end he let her off the hook. Anyway, it's a shtickle tyrant. But the bottom line, the Yeshua says that a guy doesn't have a het to misa sabal. But Haraya, the Gemara has the whole shock of Ataria. And the Gemara learns it out of a pasuk, a hekish to get, so it doesn't apply. And the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Oyschof, brings up Pnei Yeshua and he argues with him because he says, "How does a guy have get? A guy does not get the way we have get." The Rambam says a get by a guy is when they decide to separate, when she moves out. That's get by a guy. That by moving out, it doesn't mean she goes on vacation, it means that they agree to separate. By Goyim, that has a din get. So Mechus Chinuch Tain is that Pesha was right in Lomdis. There's no Misa Sabal, it's not a matir by Bnei Nayach. That's right. But there's a different matir. By Bnei Nayach, the matir is that they separate. So if the husband dies, and he gets buried, and the woman stays, she's not going with him, she's staying in there, she's living in the house. So now they're separated. So once they're separated, ties them with the chinuch. So says the lomdis, Pnei Yeshua is right. Mises Abal is not a matir, but lamaisa it's matir because it's no worse than the get. But al kaponim, the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Shimon all are in agreement that Mises Abal is like a get. It's a davar ha matir, just like get is a matir. That's Rabbi Chanan and Chav Zayin. It's Chav Zayin. That's his achra. And lefizeh shesel yo is asur. She's asura. And shesel yo remains asura because there's no what happened. There was no misa sabal. The Chuvas Mari disagrees. The Chuvas Mari said eishes eliyo muteras because it's not eishes reyu. Eishes v'lo eishes malach. But the Truma said the Matrumas Mari is the Truma Sadesh, and Truma Sadesh seems to be a Das Yachid. He holds Eishes Eliyahu is Mutter, and they all hold that Eishes Eliyahu is Asura from the Pashto Sagamara. I suppose Tishbi Ataret, he'll tell if she's Mutter or not. But this is the needling. There's an interesting Tshuva in the Rav Pa'alim. Rav Pa'alim is the Ben Ishchai's Tshuva Sefer. Chelik Beis, there's a section called Soid Yisharim Simon Beis, It's a very interesting tshuva. It was a woman who was an almana and she was going to remarry. Tshuva Beis. Chelek Beis, tshuva Beis. She was going to remarry, but she wanted to know, Lasid Lavai, if she remarries, does that mean by Tchias HaMesim she won't go back to her first husband? But she had a husband who, they had a nice life together. And then her husband died. And she was going to. The question is she asked the Shaila, if I remarry, does that mean I can't go back to my first husband by Tchias HaMesim? Or then she didn't want to remarry? If that would happen. So he's done on this Shaila. He's done in Kabbalah Dikah Mahalchim too, but he's done with partially a Pi Halacha. He says, let's see. She's getting married now a second time. Who is going to die first? Let's see. If her second husband dies before her, so then there's no problem. Right? She can go back to her first husband. If I face a she became mother again. Her second husband died. There's no way some mavzer amenasai. You know, you can't. What? What mavzer shas? He's not done. Maybe Mashiach will come while they're still married. Yeah, that'll be a slight problem. That'll be a problem. Mashiach comes while they're still married. There's very little later. I don't know. What will do? The only problem will be, he says, if she dies first. She dies first. So he says, then we have a shtickle problem. How is she going to go back to the first husband? So what? She only wants to marry, she can go back to her first husband. Now, if she died first, she never had a head to
marry.
But by Tchias, what do you mean she's not married? When she's dead. The question is only when she comes alive again. She doesn't pick up where she left off. He writes, Taka, what he writes there is that the recovering aguf is a new I mean, this is already not technical things. He writes it's a recovering aguf in the cavern that gives a person a new aschala afterwards. Interestingly, he writes that when a person comes back, he's related to his parents, even after the recovering aguf, and he comes back related to his parents. But the other siblings, he's masupik if he has a dinner of a relative to them. It's very interesting. It's all Kabbalah Zach, and I don't know. But anyway, he says he can go back to the first. All the siblings are related to the parents. Yeah. Anyway, this is his. But his nidain is based along the lines of this Nisa being matter. Teich Devarav, he talks if, you know, it says Purim, Kam Rabba v'shachtel Reb Zeira. Right? There's Mechayahim. He talks about whether Reb Zeira had to do a new Kedushin. As Mises Havar, that he have to do a new Kedushin to his wife or not. He says not, but I don't understand why. He says a reason there. I don't understand the reason. If you want to take a look before Purim, you can tell me. He says, because Reb Zeira died, but there was no recovering aguf, so maybe he didn't have to do a new Kedushin. But he died. Right? When the woman dies, there's no Heter Mizabal, I understand. But the man dies. So, I don't know, it's not so clear. Not so clear what's going on. Finally, one more surprising kasha. The Shimon in the Shari Yashir and Gen Shah Zayin Aisud Beis, he goes through the whole Nidai. He says the Maskani is Get is like Mrs. Habal, and just like Get is a Matir, Mrs. Habal is a Matir. He has a kasha. You're not going to like the kasha, but it's interesting. He asks, we know that all our royas need edus l'kiyume. Kedushin, if there are no edus, it doesn't make her shish. A get, if there are no edus, doesn't make her mutter. He asks that Misa Sabal should need edus l'kiyume. If there are no yidin who observed him dying, she should remain aser. If Misa Sabal is like a get, it should also need edus l'kiyume. It sounds like a funny kasha, but technically it's... I will leave it for tomorrow, Mr. Shannon.